Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, July 4th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, God of All the Nations. And our scripture reading is Psalm 22, verses 27 and 28, which says, All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before God. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and God rules over the nations. Happy 4th of July! Today is the day we celebrate our nation's independence and the freedoms we enjoy in the United States. Perhaps it's been a long time since you remember the origins of this day. The 4th of July has only been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941. But the tradition of Independence Day celebrations go back to the American Revolution in the 18th century. On July 2, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence. And 2 days later, delegates from the 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence. Since then, the 4th of July has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, with festivals, parades, community gatherings, and fireworks. In giving thanks on this day, it is also a time that makes me prayerful for other countries that do not know freedom or who are at war. This year, I'm particularly prayerful for the war and violence in Ukraine. I think about how much the citizens of Ukraine love their country and the fear and sadness of not knowing if they will ever see their country rebuilt. One of my favorite songs in the United Methodist hymnal is titled, This is My Song. The words to the first verse say, This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts and other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. Lloyd Stone, who was a school teacher, wrote the first two verses of This Is My Song in 1934. The words were a song of hope for all the nations during a brief time of peace between two world wars. I appreciate the author acknowledging love for his own country, but also acknowledging the love others feel around the world for their nations. In 1939, Georgia Harkness, a Methodist theologian and one of the first women ordained in the Methodist Church, was asked to write a third verse to the hymn. The verse she wrote is a prayer with words that flow from the Lord's Prayer. The third verse turns the hymn into a prayer for peace in the midst of the world God loves by saying, This is my prayer, O God of all earth's kingdoms, Thy kingdom come, on earth thy will be done. Let Christ be lifted up until all shall serve him, and hearts united learn to live as one. May we offer our prayers of gratitude on this Independence Day, and also continue to offer our prayers for God's people of all the nations. May you know peace on this 4th of July. Amen.